This edition of The Wellness Prescription is brought to you by Healthy Planet, helping the people of the world to live healthy lives.
Welcome, everyone. This is The Wellness Prescription on 105.9 The Region. I'm Dr. Claudia. Thank you for joining me. We often forget that total health includes our eyes. Many problems can arise from the eyes, and many diseases can be detected through examination of the eyes and the tissues and structures behind them. My guest today is Dr. Meenal Agarwal, award-winning optometrist. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Dr. Claudia, for having me.
So I thought we'd start by you telling us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been practicing and where are your clinics?
I've been practicing for 16 years now. I have three clinics in the GTA. So one is in Stouffville, one's in Pickering, and one's in Thornhill. And just been busy running the clinics. And I'm a mom of three kids. So that work-life balance is still a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for life, but we're getting through it.
It's awesome that you have like the three clinics and that you're, you know, providing perfect like eye health for everyone, because one of the things that we often forget is our eyes, aside from being the window to the soul in the old cliche, they really can help us determine a lot of things about our overall health. So when you're at an optometrist appointment, so I had mine the other day, so this works out perfectly. My big concern was not so much my prescription, but what was happening behind the eye. So for our listeners, what are we looking for when we're looking behind, I guess, the lens or the retina, whatever that is?
So when we are checking your eyes, we're not only looking for your prescription. So a lot of patients, like you said, will be saying to me, well, you know, my eyes haven't changed, so that's why I haven't come in 4 years for an eye exam. But that's not all we're looking for. We're looking at your overall eye health, as well as your systemic health, which is your body health. And a lot of conditions can be detected in the eyes. You know, we sometimes are the first people that can detect thyroid issues, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, as far as to say tumors, MS or multiple sclerosis. A lot of times we're the first people to say, hey, we think you have signs of this. We need to send you, you know, for that workup. So, you know, just for your overall health as well as your eye health, it's very important to have those annual eye exams, regardless of if you've noticed vision changes or not.
Okay. And so at what age do we start with, having our eyes checked?
We start at 6 months of age. So optometrists will start seeing children as young as 6 months of age, you know, and at that age, we're looking for, you know, big prescriptions, eye alignment. We want to make sure the eyes are completely aligned to help with development over time. We're looking for gross abnormalities in the retina. So really, bigger issues at that age. But children as young as 6 months don't need to talk back to us in terms of reading the letters. And, you know, that's a myth, right? We're able to see and check things without that. We're able to check prescriptions without that for young children. So, you know, it takes just 5 to 10 minutes, and we're doing things with handheld lights for children as young as 6 months.
Oh, wow. And I guess that would be a good idea, because I'm sure that as the eyes develop, certain things start to develop at that age. And then as the child grows and gets older, you can track certain things that you might be suspicious of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whether that's a prescription or whether that's, you know, a freckle at the back of the eye or anything like that, to track changes over time are really the most important thing for any doctor, any appointment. Tracking changes over time is important, because that might be your norm. That might be your baseline prescription or your baseline freckle at the back of the eye. But what's important is that we see how things are changing over time. If there's growth, if there's change, that matters. That could indicate a disease.
When I had my exam, you know, I had my eyes checked. So I was asked to read letters and to like what row could I read. And then we did the deep eye exam. I'm not sure what that was called. She put drops in my eyes, so she dilated my pupils, right? And then I had issues seeing close, but I had no issues seeing far. And she told me, great news, your optic nerve looks good. So I took that as yes, okay, I passed the test. So I was happy to hear that my optic nerve looked healthy. You know, as a middle-aged woman, I think that was like that's a big deal for me. So what was it about my optic nerve that she saw, and why is that so important?
Yeah, your optic nerve is the most important structure. I'm gonna say at the back of the eye, because that's really what sends all the messages to your brain of what you can see, and it interprets things. Think of it as having all these little wires that go straight to the brain and tell them what you're seeing, really. So any damage to the optic nerve will compromise your vision for sure. You know, the biggest disease in North America that we're looking for is glaucoma, which affects your optic nerve. So damage to your optic nerve can indicate early signs of glaucoma. And that's a big one that we're looking for. And you can really protect your optic nerve by, you know, basic things like maintaining a healthy diet, eating well, which can help to avoid diabetes and high blood pressure, which those diseases definitely affect your optic nerve. And smoking is another big one that can affect your optic nerve. So quitting smoking or cutting down would really help. But you need your optic nerve. So with damage to the optic nerve, you will lose vision eventually.
Okay, those are the big ticket items, right? Those like diabetes, high blood pressure. We know that those cause damage. But what other things, like would a blunt trauma cause that damage? We're talking about kids who are like young kids who are athletes who are getting concussions. Are those things that we should be concerned would be affecting our optic nerve?
So your optic nerve is all the way inside the eye, more at the back. So we tend not to see so much blunt trauma to it. With blunt trauma, we'll see it more with the orbital structure, the bony structure of the eye, or on your surface of your eye, which is your cornea. But concussions can absolutely sever the connection from the optic nerve to the brain, and therefore people will feel dizzy, nauseous, things like that. So vision will be off. They can black out with concussions. So definitely after a concussion, they'll always tell you to have an eye exam to just make sure you can track things properly, your eye movement is happening. So that a concussion is a classic example of being more impactful that can damage that sort of connection from the eye to the brain.
Which makes the most sense. And if we, like, so you haven't, you're doing an exam, you would notice that the optic nerve looks like what? I know it's hard to describe because I know you have to see it, but what are you looking for? Like, are you looking for to be a clear picture? Does it look gray? What does the structure look like when you're starting to notice a decline in the integrity?
Yeah, so we'll see. A big sign will be some discoloration, so lack of pigmentation. We'll see it start looking paler. In certain diseases, we'll start seeing the optic nerve have a bigger hole or look larger. So there's a bigger hole, which means you're losing nerve fibers on your optic nerve. And these nerve fibers, I always like to describe them as little wires, again, going to the brain. So if you're losing these little nerve fibers, your optic nerve will appear larger or have a bigger, larger hole. Those are the two sort of hallmark kind of figures. We're also looking for any bleeding near the optic nerve, any blood vessel course pattern changes on the optic nerve. Zoning in on that optic nerve is a big thing for us.
Okay. And the other thing that she noted on my eye exam, which I'm obviously very proud of my eyes right now, she noticed that my vasculature looked really good. So what does that mean? And what have I been doing correctly to maintain that?
Yeah, you've definitely been eating healthy. So your vasculature is your blood vessels. And we have a lot of blood vessels at the back of the eye. And that's why they say the eyes are the window to the body, because these blood vessels are sometimes showing signs of early blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol. So really what she's looking for is no blood pressure changes. So we'll see pattern changes in the blood vessels, where the veins and the arteries will appear differently. They'll press on each other or appear sort of tortuous, which is, you know, twisty, windy. So we'll see blood vessel pattern changes. With cholesterol, we'll see blockages or plaques. We call them Hollenhurst plaques, which can be early signs of strokes as well. I recently had one where I had to send them up to the stroke clinic for an urgent workup, because if that plaque dislodges, it, you know, it can cause a stroke, and definitely diabetes. So, you know, those are the three classic things I think that we're really zoning in on when we look at your blood vessel. So you being healthy would indicate healthy vasculature as well. And really, I mean, to any disease, I think eating healthy, exercising, being healthy overall is a huge thing.
So as a chiropractor, that's what I'm promoting every single day. I'm encouraging my patients, my clients, my friends, my listeners, just be as active as you can, just eat as healthy as you can. And is that the same thing for optometry? Is that something that you would encourage your patients to do as well? I feel like healthcare, we forget that our body is one. So as much as you're seeing an optometrist for your eyes, you're seeing a chiro for your, you know, technically back or, you know, mobility issues, there are other health practitioners out there, but I feel like we should all be bending towards the same goal of encouraging our clients and our patients just to be as healthy as possible, because this way we avoid, you know, comorbidities and other diseases.
Absolutely. Eating healthy is a conversation that I definitely have with a lot of patients. I'm not going to say I have it with every patient, but a lot of patients. There's a lot of eye diseases as well that eating healthy is important for. A classic one is macular degeneration. That's the degeneration, and that's another big one in North America. It's the degeneration of pigment inside the macular area, which is the central area of your retina. Very important for your central vision. And when that pigment starts to degenerate with time, we lose central vision. That pigmentation is the same pigment, or, you know, it can be supplemented with pigment from, and that's where the carrot myth came from, colored, and it's not only carrots, so it's colored, you know, vegetables. Yeah, really the green leafy, red peppers, green peppers, kale, spinach, all that colored stuff, very, very healthy for your eyes. So, you know, sometimes when a patient will say to me, oh, you know, my mom has macular degeneration, I'll say, okay, make sure you eat healthy, because genetics is a big thing. So make sure you eat healthy. You know, do you eat a salad every day with green leafy colored stuff? And, you know, and that's important to me. Otherwise, they're going to have to take vitamin supplementation just to help. So absolutely, eating healthy is I think across the board, like you said, every healthcare professional, you know, should be encouraging it, because I think that's the key to everything.
When we come back, more from Dr. Meenal on eye health and the world of optometry. This is The Wellness Prescription on 105.9 The Region. Stay with us.
Have a question for Dr. Claudia? Call us at 416-335-1059. Tweet us at 105.9 The Region or email us info@1059theregion.com. The Wellness Prescription with Dr. Claudia on 105.9 The Region.
You're listening to 105.9 The Region. Welcome back to The Wellness Prescription. Before the break, Dr. Meenal and I were discussing how we should all be eating carrots and beets and all those colorful vegetables to maintain the integrity of our eyes and I think our macula, if I'm not mistaken. So I figured this part of the session, of our segment, we should discuss some of the corrective surgeries that are out there. So another interesting fact, I'm not trying to make this session about me, but another interesting fact is my daughter, who is 15, had her visit a couple of months ago, and they discovered that she had a small operculated retina. So let's talk about that. It's small. It's nothing for us to worry about, but it's something that we're going to be fixing, correcting in the next month or so.
A retinal hole, yeah. Right? Okay. So, absolutely. So, I mean, what we're worried about with retinal holes, tears, is ultimately detachments, right? Sometimes they can be precursors of detachments. Sometimes, you know, things stay stable and we're good to not laser them down. But retinal detachments are not as common as we think they are. I mean, I think the stat is somewhere around 1 in 10,000 or so. So, you know, it's not as common. But retinal detachments tend to happen, you know, so it's interesting because she's starting with a hole, right? So it's not a detachment yet, but it tends to happen more when you're older. So, you know, we're lucky there, but hopefully, you know, she can get lasered and things will stay tacked down. I like to say almost like you have a little hole and you want to tack it down with the laser. So hopefully, you know, that happens. But retinal detachments are happen as you get older. They happen more with trauma, injuries to the eyes. And another big one is high prescriptions, like specifically higher nearsightedness. So we call that higher myopia. So the higher, you know, a minus two versus a minus 10, the minus 10 prescription patient is more likely to develop that retinal detachment if they have a hole versus the minus two patient. So that's what we're looking at. So interesting that she, you know, she's only 15 and she has a hole, but I'm sure they've caught it very early and they're going to watch it.
Yeah. They did say that it was extremely tiny and the laser procedure is literally going to be 10 minutes. So you know, at first as a mom, you're like, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? But they did say that there's possibly a genetic component or something like
that. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. Can be genetic as well. Yeah. So usually in case history, we'll ask patients, do you know if your mom or your dad or your grandparents or aunts and uncles have had a retinal detachment or tear? There can be a genetic component, not always. I mean, I find most people don't know if parents had a hole, because holes are not always treated, sometimes just monitored. But retinal detachments, once it becomes a detachment, we want to know if it's in the family history, of course.
Dr. Mina, I often hear of individuals opting for laser surgery to enhance their vision. Is this something that is often recommended? And I know the most common one that I know you offer your own practices is LASIK eye surgery. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I've had LASIK done. Best thing ever for me. I was a good candidate. It was the right choice for me. But LASIK is the type of procedure. It's a long name and it's short form to LASIK. But basically, it's the way they make the flap or the cut on your cornea and they lift it and they laser underneath. There are other procedures where they're not making a flap and they're just lasering on the surface. But LASIK really refers to the type of procedure, I'd like to say. So it's creating a flap, lifting the flap and lasering underneath the flap. And this is all on your cornea, which is the front surface of your eye. And then they put the flap back down and it self heals. The healing is very fast in LASIK and that's why it's the preferred sort of procedure of choice. Most people like to opt into that because, you know, you heal literally within 48 hours. It's a very fast healing. Most people are back to work within 2 days. So I think I had my procedure on a Thursday and I was working on the Saturday. So it's a very fast healing process. And definitely, like, if you're a good candidate for it after visiting your optometrist, you know, they say, yeah, you're a good candidate for it. I'm all for it because I've done it, you know, but safety first. So making sure you're a good candidate and speaking to your eye doctor before just sort of going out there and getting it done is very important.
And why would someone be prescribed LASIK eye treatment for their vision?
You don't need it. I always say it's an elective procedure. So it's definitely not a must for anyone. It's completely elective. So if you're nervous, you're scared, you know, you don't want it. I mean, you don't need it, right? We have enough things going on in life. It's more, I find, a convenience factor, a job factor. So a lot of people applying to policing, firefighting, piloting, these are their requirements, and self-esteem or self-image, you know, kind of building. That's important for some people. So I'm going to say those are the three main sort of indicators that, patients will come to me and say, I want it. But it's definitely not a must for anyone.
When it comes to aging and maturing, as I like to call it, what are the signs that our eyes are aging and maturing with our bodies?
You know, the eye definitely ages. You will see, you know, signs of it, even just looking at your eyes. You know, the whites of your eyes will get yellower. You know, some patients will call them sunspots on your eyes. You know, you'll definitely see that. UV radiation is a big, you know, is a big accelerator of aging, not only on our face, but in our eyes as well. And then we have our cataracts. Like our cataracts are part of, it's the lens inside the eye that tends to age over time naturally, and it is expedited with excess UV radiation, and it gets foggy. And literally when we'll look in someone's eyes, it's a foggy lens, and you need that lens. Think of it like your camera lens when you're using your phone or your video and your lens is foggy. You can't see through it as well. That gets foggier over time as you age. What did you call it? Did you say aging? You said it nicer than me. Yes, as you're maturing, and you'll need cataract surgery eventually. It blocks your vision enough. So, you know, aging is a big thing. And I'm going to say for the eyes, UV radiation is a big factor.
Since UV rays are the most damaging, do you recommend young kids wear sunglasses?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we recommend it to everybody. You know, everybody should be protecting your eyes. I think that there's a study out there that says most of our sun damage in our eyes actually happens before the age of, I want to say it's 18. So, you know, promoting it to young children is very important as well. Wearing sunglasses it's like wearing sunscreen for your skin, but this is for your eyes. It's the best thing that you can do for yourself to protect your eyes.
Will protecting the eyes from UV rays from the sun, is it going to protect our eyes from other diseases like macular degeneration? Or is that something that we would naturally get regardless of what we're protecting our eyes from?
So macular degeneration is another one. Cataracts. No, like you said, a lot of them are genetic. So, you know, I don't think we're all going to develop it. But cataracts is something we will all develop, you know, if we live long enough, because it's the natural aging of the eyes. The other conditions like glaucoma, macular degeneration, a lot of them are genetic. So, you know, you would only develop it really if it's in your genes. It doesn't have to be genetic, but, you know, a lot of the times it is. So if I'll ask somebody, they'll say, okay, my grandparents had it, and sometimes we don't know, right? Like I find a lot of patients won't know, because at that time, a lot of people didn't know what glaucoma was or what macular degeneration was. But genetics play a big factor in these diseases as well. So sometimes if I see signs of glaucoma in a younger patient, I'll say, you know, can you go home and ask and find out? Because that's important to us.
Since we generally get our eyes examined like one time per year, do you often diagnose individuals with other diseases, for example, diabetes or thyroid issues, based on that exam?
You don't always. So it's not always the case that we can say, hey, you got diabetes, right? Most of the time, someone will already come having been diagnosed with diabetes. But there are those times where we are the first people. You know, I specifically remember this one time where I had a patient who was an ER doctor. You know, he's fit, you know, he bikes and, you know, eats healthy and whatnot. And he came to see me and I noticed a significant shift in his prescription over last year. And for some reason, you know, I said to him, this is not normal in your age group. There's something going on. So it wasn't even that I saw anything in his retina, which typically happens. It was just a shift in his prescription, which can happen with sugar levels. So I said to him, hey, like, you're an ER doctor. Can you go back and just get your blood work done? And he's like, no, no, no. And anyways, he ended up doing it. And he called me up the next day. His sugars were 24. And then when we kind of caught up later, he said to me that my dad was a type 1 insulin dependent diabetic. And I said, interesting. So you kind of knew that, but, like, you know, we don't take care of ourselves, right? That's a whole nother segment. But, you know, I find that sometimes we are the first people that will say, hey, can you just have your sugars checked? Or, hey, can you have your blood pressure checked? And sometimes we're wrong, but, you know, sometimes we're right in cases like this.
Dr. Meenal, I cannot thank you enough for joining me today. If listeners want to learn more about you or book an appointment to see you at one of your clinics, how can they do that and where can they find you?
Absolutely. So I am on social media platforms. We're on Instagram, TikTok. It's Dr.MeenalAgarwal. And definitely at my practices. So I have one in Stouffville called Stouffville Family Eye Care. And I have one in Pickering called Pickering Town Center Optometric Clinic. And one in Thornhill called Promenade Optometric Clinic. So you can definitely find me, you know, at all the clinics, but feel free to, you know, DM me on Instagram. Again, it's Dr.MeenalAgarwal. And yeah, we can connect. So absolutely, they can find me.
And you can always find me on Instagram at Claudia_Macchiella or my website, ClaudiaMacchiella.com. That's my show for this week. If you missed it, go to 1059theregion.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, including Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and of course, Audible. I'm Dr. Claudia. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope this helps you live your best life.
The Wellness Prescription was brought to you by Healthy Planet. Order online at healthyplanetcanada.com or go online to find a location nearest you.